Gerard, you're on with Ashley and Tamara.
Hold on.
Regular coffee?
Hello?
Hi.
So it's very funny. I'm texting my assistant, and I was just asking my cleaner what kind of coffee she wanted, and she couldn't think, so she was getting all in a tizzy. She knew I was on the phone doing interviews, so she'd go, just a regular coffee, please.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Who am I talking to?
This is Ashley with The Butler Did It.
And I love that name.
And Tamara.
And Tamara. Hello, Tamara.
Tamara. You know where I'm from.
How are you?
Okay.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I don't know who's going to start. I'll start first.
Go ahead.
I just want to tell you that I'm so excited about Law Abiding Citizen. I think I just wish you all kinds of success with it. And I'm thrilled to see you taking on such a complex and dark, dramatic role. Clyde is a good man pushed to the limits when the judicial system fails him and his family, but his obsession for justice turns him into the bad guy. He sees himself as a vigilante for justice. The law sees him as a sociopath. I want to know how you saw him and if your perception of him made it easier or more difficult to inhabit the mindset of such a husband and a devastated husband and father.
No, I didn't. I didn't see him as the villain. That's one of the reasons I decided I wanted to play him, because for 2 years I was developing this character and I was always playing the prosecutor, the Jamie Foxx role. And but the more I went on, the more I thought, you know what, I like this guy. One, in terms of the reality of the character and the fact that he is a good man who becomes corrupted and kind of crazed by revenge. But it was, to me, very understandable because I was left right from the beginning with such a huge sense of injustice and anger as to what had happened with him. So there's that element. But then there's the element as Jerry Butler, the audience member, knowing that, yeah, the legal establishment and the audience would understand that he had become a real sociopath and a killer that had to be stopped. I don't know if that answered your question.
It did.
I never know anymore if I answer people's questions because once I start talking, I just go off in a stream of consciousness and then finish and go, what was the question?
That was good. Thanks.
Okay.
This question was submitted by two different fans, but it was the same question. What was it about the part of Clyde that prompted you to go ahead and hire an acting coach, which was something that we've never heard you've done before?
Yeah. I have used acting coaches before, but I hadn't used one in a long time, and I'd never used one over the course of a movie. I would just go in and say, hey, you know, maybe I have an audition. Can I run some ideas by you? The one time that I used an acting coach over the course of a couple of weeks, I ended up having perhaps my worst audition ever and realized that I should really trust and honor my own instincts and what I'm learning is just as a person and as an actor just by working with other actors and developing my craft. But with this movie, It was difficult because it was the first movie that I produced, and I spent so much time working on the script, the ideas, the characters, all characters, and working really closely with the writers. And as I'm sure you guys know, I'm a very obsessive person, and it became difficult to drag me away from that. You know, I'd be pulled away kicking and screaming, saying, no, wait, we can change this. There's still room for more of this, and we shouldn't have this. And I'm a very, very passionate person, as you know, very emotional. And then I was kind of told by everyone, all right, look, it's time for you to take off that producer hat, at least at times. And I realized that if there was any time to pull in an acting coach, it was now. One, because I haven't taken on a role like this, and remembering that the reason I took on this role was because I felt it would be a challenge and I felt it was something that I'd never done before. So in that respect, having an acting coach to really make me think about the character and deepen it and develop it felt like a good thing to do. And more than anything, somebody that would say, all right, sit down, shut up, and let's talk about this. You're not a producer right now, you're an actor. That somebody that I knew that would book out as much of my time as possible and make me think about Clyde Chilton.
Do you have another question, Ashley?
I think that answered the question really well that time.
It was very good.
All the issues you brought up, I think that might have got an A- from an English teacher.